Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Great Insurrection, Book 7, Titan's Return, by David Beers and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Terence Aselford and performed by a full cast.
The written history of the Great Insurrection. As we flew into Phoenix's flames, we didn't know if we were going to win. Sure, we were a lot better off than before Prometheus had begun his assault on the Commonwealth's fleet above. But even with the ground support, we were vastly outnumbered. We were flying almost blind into a fiery world whose tunnels were filled with our enemy. Every single one of us understood death was only a second away. All we needed to do was blink, and everything would be snatched from us. Perhaps the only person who didn't know that was Prometheus, since when the bloodlust was on him, he couldn't consider anything else. There was no possibility of death, of loss, only of conquering. Even if his mind couldn't consider death, the gods could. For all Prometheus's greatness, he'd found himself in the greatest battle of his life. He had finally met someone who matched his physical prowess, even if he refused to admit it.
Phaetron didn't need to be told anything by anyone. She saw the blasts from Phoenix and understood immediately.
By the gods, he's doing it.
That was the only thought that went through her mind. With gray eyes, she took control of her fleet. Fighter corvettes ripped forward into space. Cruisers sprang closer to the Commonwealth's fleet and began firing the moment they were within range. Jeeves spoke into her mind.
Thoreau says he loves you.
Phaetron said nothing in return, nor did she pause in her war commands. Thoreau had left their dreadnought. He was leading his team into the tunnels that Prometheus walked.
He'll make it back. So will Pro.
Her job was to ensure that when they came back, everything in front of her had fallen into the flames beneath them. Her job was to kill Prometheus' enemies. Thoreau was in a teardrop-shaped attack ship with Caesar right behind him. The Gigante faced the opposite way, his oversized hands doing their best to control the vessel's weapons. Thoreau was flying so damned fast there wasn't a whole lot the giant could do, though. 1,000 teardrops flew with him, gifts from one of the warlords Prometheus had beaten. Thoreau had known which when they'd received the bounty. Right now, he was simply hoping he could keep the thing from burning up when it reached the atmosphere. Then he would hope not to crash into the planet. A lot of hope and not much skill. These ships weren't meant to slow down. They were aerodynamically built to simply speed through space, but that was going to cause problems when they hit the fiery atmosphere. Still, faster was better than slower when dreadnoughts were firing lasers along with corvettes and Pro's ship had made it through. Thoreau had hope and a huge Gigante behind him, but not much else. Phaetron was attacking the fleet. Thoreau was bringing reinforcements. Realm felt the entire world shaking around him. The ceiling, the ground at his feet, all of it was rumbling. The Terran in front of him looked frightened. Obbs was still next to Monahan, doing as his master had said.
Well, good sirs and madams, that's our sign. Up we go.
He pointed his armored hand toward the panel, and despite the fear on the Terran's face, he darted to it. He scanned his hand, and the circular door above slowly dropped, creating an opening into the cavern. Realm didn't glance back. They had their orders. He stepped beneath the hole, not bothering with the ladder, then bent his knees slightly and leaped through the opening. Realm's mech pulse went to work. Prometheus stood atop the table carved from rock. The bodies of those he'd vanquished lay strewn on the floor below him. None looked like the beast in front of him, though. Perhaps no human who'd ever existed looked like Hector de Gracilis, though Prometheus didn't care. The room shook as if the gods themselves ran across the ground above. Prometheus still held control over much of the planet, his awesome mind waging war against the Commonwealth's fleet. He didn't yet know if help was coming, but as he stared at Gracilis, he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?